Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee.
Oh.
Almighty God, who showest to them that be in error the light of thy truth, to the intent that they may return to the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into the fellowship of Christ that they may avoid those things that are contrary to their belief, and follow all things as are agreeable to it. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. From the chief articles of the faith, Article 28G of Ecclesiastical Power, from the Augsburg Confession. Therefore, the power of the church and the civil power must not be confounded. The power of the church has its own commission to teach the gospel and to administer the sacrament. Let it not break into the office of another. Let it not transfer the kingdom of this world. Let it not abrogate the laws of civil rulers. Let it not abolish lawful obedience. Let it not interfere with judgments concerning civil ordinances or contracts. Let it not prescribe laws to civil rulers concerning the form of the commonwealth. As Christ says, my kingdom is not of this world. Also, who made me a judge or divider over you? Paul also says, our citizenship is in heaven. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the casting down of imagination. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 18 through 26. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is from the first letter of the Apostle Peter, chapter 2, reading from verse 11 through verse 20. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak for maliciousness, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy, if a man, for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you are buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God.
So far, our epistle reading.
Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 16 through 23. A little while, and you shall not see me.
And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, What is this that he said? A little while. We cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say to you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So far, our gospel reading. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our text this morning is the Gospel reading, John chapter 16, verses 16 through 23. I'd like to read it this time, verse 16. A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. Because I go to the Father. Please be seated. A little while, and again a little while. Seven times in our brief gospel reading that those phrases are repeated. Phrases in English and Greek, it's one word, mikron. Jesus sees in one perspective his resurrection and his return in glory at the end of time. He's talking about the whole feast at this time. The little while of which he speaks is both the 3 days of his entombment and the time until his second coming. That's a quote from Martin Fronson's commentary. He's also agreed to by others, such as Martin Luther. In our confessional reading, we heard Paul quoted where he said, "Our citizenship is in heaven." We are pilgrims on this earth. And that a little while and again a little while is the pattern of the Christian life. In the meantime, from Christ's ascension into heaven until his return. When he says this to the apostles, that first little while is really very little while. This is the night of his betrayal in the upper room. He is soon to be arrested in the garden, and they flee. Peter denies he even knew him. Despair is what's to come to them in just a little while, in that first little while that he's talking about. He who they had hoped was the promised Messiah was dead and buried for good and always, it must have seemed to them. But he calls it a little while until they will find the joy of the resurrection. A little while. Come Sunday morning. For some. For others, seeing him after the resurrection takes longer. Doubting Thomas, we know, it's a week. Others, longer time. He appears, the risen Christ, again and again. For the 40 days, that's another little while, until his ascension. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, Paul says. A little while after his ascension. Not 40 days, but 50. On Pentecost comes the Holy Spirit that he had promised. And the Christian church begins to preach the risen Christ. In the meantime, from Pentecost until his return, his second coming. And those little while of sorrow and a little while of joy are repeated. It's a constant rhythm. Post-Pentecost, Peter and John had given a man crippled from life in the name of Christ. They healed him. And so the Jewish leaders want to know what they're up to. And Peter, now he who had denied he knew Christ, says to these same leaders that had seen to Christ's crucifixion that they had killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses, he said. And of course, quickly for saying what he did, finds himself imprisoned. That is that little while. But it's only a little while, and an angel releases him and leads him back to the house where the believers are gathered. And we can look at example after example of a little while and yet a little while. Paul and Silas in Philippi, beaten with rods, locked up and shackled in prison for a little while. And in a little while, an earthquake sets them free. The jailer wants to hear what's going on. In a little while, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. In the meantime, our citizenship is in heaven. We are pilgrims. Again and again in the scriptures, we're told that following Christ means bearing crosses. And we have the promise that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way for your escape, that you may be able to bear it. Luther has this to say on our text. A little while, and again a little while, a change like this is also experienced here in this Christian life. Sadness will not last forever. It will turn into joy. Otherwise, our condition would be hopeless and helpless. He goes on. Thus, here on earth, Christians experience an ever-reoccurring alteration of a little while and again a little while. Now it is dark night. Soon it is day again. Therefore, the lamenting does not have to last forever, even though it seems and feels that way when we are in it. But even though we cannot see or determine the end, Christ has already done so. He points out to us in advance that we must bear this suffering, no matter how bad and unpleasant the devil makes it. Even though we do not see the end, we must wait for him, who says, I will put an end to it. And I will again comfort you and give you joy. And in our text, he gives that almost unbelievable promise, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Now, obviously, this is not some kind of an unconditional statement, where each of us would be creating conflicting miracles all over the place if God were to answer, give us whatever we ask for. It's not an unconditional, but it is great assurance. It is especially comforting in those little whiles of sorrow and suffering. The Father has sent his Son to suffer, die, and rise again, that I might have the forgiveness of sins and resurrection from death to eternal life. Whatever I pray in Jesus' name, I am content that whatever he answers,
will be for my best. In the garden, facing crucifixion, Jesus prayed, "Thy will be done." Spoken or not, "Thy will be done" is the ultimate petition of every Christian prayer. A little while weeping, and while we are weeping, we don't see Him. We feel alone. Maybe abandoned by Him. But He has promised, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am." And at His ascension, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In the Christian church, the body of Christ, He is with us through word and sacrament. In a little while, He will give us His body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. Weeping might last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his judgment. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. But chiefly we are bound to praise thee for thy glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Amen.
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. This is for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed it for you. Peace to the Lord be with you always. Faith and grace, Lord of Christ, shed it for you. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat.
Take a drink.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death.
Thank you.
Christ, shed for you the remission of your sin.
Thank you.
Christ shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith. The life of Christ. Pardon.
Upon thee,
and give thee peace.
Amen.